Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Mark Davidson. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Neil Heaton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson strikes out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton fires to first and picks off Bernazard. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hatcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Laudner for a passed ball. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field. Carter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carter. Gaetti moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball four. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-1 in the game. Davidson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Davidson reaches second base with a double. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. There's the throw to third and Davidson is out for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler bunts towards first. Hatcher fields the ball and throws to Heaton covering. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lombardozzi scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bean. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi catches it and throws to second with Gagne covering, to double up Snyder. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. Bean hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lombardozzi for the out. Two outs. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davidson hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive towards the mound. Heaton catches it and throws to first to double up Castillo. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard is walked intentionally. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatcher fields the ball and throws to Heaton covering. Safe. Jacoby moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Smithson now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Carter steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. Tabler moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bean. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Tabler scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Mel Hall pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacoby moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Bando reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0 for 2 in the game. Bean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Bean moves to third. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Wills now pitching. Royce Molly pinch hits for Mark Davidson. Royce Molly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Gaetti moves to second. Kent Harbeck pinch hits for Billy Bean. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Woods pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.